Hello, this is Genoa.
And this is Yusuf.
And this is In Flight Entertainment.
And we are in our throwback episode of the
Asian Pacific Islander Month.
Yes, thank you. It's on tap. Yeah, and this one we're doing some martial arts. We're getting a little drunk and kicking and punching with Jackie Chan with the 1978 martial arts flick Drunken Master.
Yes. So in honor of Drunken Master, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking limoncello that I made last month.
And I am drinking some Jameson and ginger beer. Because why not?
Why not?
I did not make either one of those things. I just
It's all good. As long as you're consuming it. Yeah. So yeah, and me and Jenna was like, you know, trying to hit that apex so we can go outside and, you know, test our drunken fighting, but you know, one glass at a time, guys. We'll keep posted.
Exactly. So for those folks that aren't familiar with Drunken Master, it came out in 1978. And actually, so it came out in 78 in China, but it was released in the US in like 2002 as an English dubbed version.
Right.
Which, if you're searching for it online, can cause some confusion. Because the legend of the Drunken Master came out in like 97, I believe.
Yep.
And so make sure you're looking for the 78 or the 2002 one.
Yeah, which is weird, like how that was released out here after all these years.
Yeah.
Overdub, but whatever. Yeah. Better late than never.
And it stars Jackie Chan. But before we get into the movie, what was happening in 78 when this movie came out in China?
Well, I mean, I was in diapers. I'm 78, because that was the year I was born. But while my mother was, you know, making, you know, my Gerber food, whatever. They were watching. Well, what we were watching, well, America from 5 to 1. So 60 Minutes, number 5. This is a pretty good lineup up here. Okay, number 4 was Happy Days. Number 3 was Mork and Mindy. Number 2 was Three's Company. And number 1 was Laverne and Shirley. That's some fun TV. That's some fun TV. Now,
song, was it a disco song? Was it the Bee Gees?
No, it wasn't Bee Gees, surprisingly. The song is called Kiss You All Over by Exile. I gotta look that one up.
I feel like I know what song that is, but we'll post it on the Facebook page.
Yes, gotcha. Yep, so that's what they were doing in the 70s with the afros and the bell bottoms and the big old what's it called? What was the shirts? The butterfly collar shirts. Yes. So this movie directed by Wu Pingying. His directing work. If I was to have my 1 to 2 movies be his 1 to 2 movies, like I'm probably like, all right, I'm doing okay on my life. So his first movie was Snake in the Eagle Shadow. That's a martial art movies. That's a martial art film people need to watch. Another great one. And then he followed it up with Drunken Master that same year.
I haven't seen the Eagle one.
Eagle Shadow, yeah. I mean, it's the same tone, same, you know, thing, but you know, you have the snake style and the eagle style kind of going against each other. That was pretty dope. And the latest thing he directed was the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon sequel, which was Sword of Destiny. which is pretty good. I mean, it wasn't the first one, but it was a decent follow up. And that was released in 2016. Oh, he did a Master Z, the Ip Man Legacy.
Oh, nice.
Yep. So yeah, he's doing his thing. Yeah. So you guys will, once the movie opened up, you will see a very young Jackie Chan. I wonder how old he was in this movie.
Oh my God. He was a freaking baby in the movie. I mean, he was born in 54 and this movie came out in 78. So, he was in his mid 20s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
he's so cute and his body is like
no fat.
Oh my God.
Like zero body fat.
Yeah, there's a scene where he's standing on water pitchers, water barrels, and like moving water from one barrel to another. And you can see all the muscles in his legs and his like stomach and back. And it's just like, holy shit. I mean, zero body fat, but man, muscle goals.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you were doing all the exercises that he was doing in the movie, I mean, you would have zero body fat too.
Right. Well, yeah. And only eating rice. Yeah. And then, yeah, just crazy. I mean, so for anyone that hasn't seen this movie, but has seen Karate Kid was definitely inspired by Drunken Master, in that when Jackie has to go off to a new Kung Fu master, instead of teaching him like exercises, he has him doing tasks. And Jackie gets very annoyed, is like, why are you teaching? Like, why are you having me move the water? And in Karate Kid, it's like, why are you making me paint the fence?
Right. And wax the car. Like, what? Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, you know, like something always aspires off of something else. So yeah, definitely. You know, Karate Kid. Like, it is funny when I watch Karate Kid, like, you know, after going back and watching it, yeah, you know, I was like, man, this is kind of like the drunken elder when he was training, doing the Jackie Chan. Because one thing I always remember with this particular movie is the one where he had to do the cups. He had to scoop up and he had to like fold his body over and drink. I was like, ooh, like, wow, that's a lot. yeah, so he tried to cheat to not do it, but then the master called him. He had to go back and do it again. Like, damn. That exercise right there, I'm like, I could probably do two at best. I'm like, oh, no, I can't. Sorry, master. You're going to have to beat me up with your stick. If Daniel was tapped to do any of like the training that Jackie had to do, no, he would have lost that tournament. I think he just would not go to the tournament. He wouldn't have done it.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the one that was killing me was the push-ups, which was you had to do a push-up, regular push-up on your hand. They're like, it's an explosive push-up. So imagine you both your hands leave the ground when you go up. So he would land one on his palms, explode, and then the next one it would be landing on the back of your hands. And I was just like, how did he not break his wrists doing that?
That's what I was thinking. Like, isn't that easy to break your wrist like that? Like, wow. And he was elevated. It was like, and he wasn't kind of inclined. Was it like on like his legs or his?
His feet were up on the bench. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's even more weight. Like, yes. Yeah. Like, wow. That's crazy. Yeah. So Jackie plays Wong Fei Hung. He's kind of like your misfit, you know, he wasn't a bad boy. He was just a dick around the village. He would just like do stupid stuff, whatever. He was adolescent. He was a kid.
Yeah, well, he was a bit of a douchebag.
Yeah. Like I said, he was adolescent. All adolescents by definition are douchebags. So. And so the father was like, okay, like you need discipline. I'm going to send you to, you know, this master that's going to like teach you the proper way of Kung Fu and maybe teach you some life lessons because like you're an asshole.
Right. You need to grow up. And the person he's sent to is Beggar So. Yes.
Yeah, the old drunken master. So he taps him and, you know, of course, Jackie is just not with all of his training. And then we kind of have like a different scene where we kind of drop in on like this
assassin.
This assassin. I'm about to say, but well, he is a bounty hunter, but same thing. He's an assassin. Same thing. Yeah. So we kind of drop in on him. He kind of roams the land, whatever. And like he butts heads with this assassin. And of course, the assassin have to take him down a peg or two by beating Jackie's ass and humiliating him. And, you know, taking his clothes, actually burning his clothes and sending him off, just sending Jackie off in the woods in his undies. And then Jackie goes back to his mask, like, okay, oh, please teach me, you know, I want to be embarrassed like that again. You know, like I learned my lesson, like I'm going to concentrate, you know?
Yeah. He realized that although he might be a good at Kung Fu when it comes to his small village, he actually can't stand up to people that know what they're doing. And so he realizes he has a lot to learn and he lets Beggar So teach him a few things.
Exactly. Yep. And teach him like, I think the eight
drunken gods.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you have like the whole Atai hood, like, you know, they read a scroll and they tell like, oh, you know, the first is the, you know, the whole teacup and so-and-so. And then we see Jackie doing the move, like, you know, that stuff. So pretty much all this comes to a head where the assassin come across Wang Fei Hong's father, right? And they're kind of tussling. And, you know, Jackie, you know, intervenes and Jackie finds out it's the same assassin that beat his ass, like, you know, earlier. And so, okay, now Daniel has the confidence now. He has to train and to take on Johnny, right? And so, you know, he busts into his style, but not before the teacher gives Jackie his spinach, aka his alcohol, for him to power up, right? Every time I watch movies like that, I always think of Pop Out. It's like, hey, give him his spinach so he can power up. So, you know, Jackie Chan gets his wine and he drinks up his wine and he gets drunk and he gets loose and now he can get into his moves right. And then, you know, this climactic battle ultimately takes down the assassin. And everyone else rejoices after that, right?
Yeah. So the drunken fighting style is actually a real fighting style, and it is its key characteristics are that it's executed in a fluid, agile way. Deceptive footwork and like swerving body movements that allows you to block and go with the flow of your opponent's like strikes.
Right. Yeah. Because your muscles are looser when you're like, drunk or buzz, right?
Right.
Like,
so you're not actually supposed to be drunk or buzz. You're just supposed to look like that because you're a little less rigid.
Yeah. I mean, Jackie was down in a lot of wine. I'm assuming that he was drunk.
I mean, yeah. In the movie, they're showing them being drunk and sort of stumbling around, and that's why they're harder to hit and everything. But in real life, you wouldn't necessarily be drunk to do it.
Oh, so it's a deception. It's a
deception, yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense, because when you're drunk, it's like, you're not even in the right mind state to even, like, anticipate a punch, let alone fight.
Right. So some of the eight characteristics or eight gods, it's Chang Kok Lu riding a donkey in reverse, Hung Chong Li waving a fan, clutch kick of Tiet K Li, Lu Chong Peng drawing a sword, Cho Kok Ku playing the clappers, Han Song Zi playing the flute, Ho Si Ku plucking flowers, and then Lam Choi Wo carrying a basket.
So which style that Jackie do that ultimately got the upper hand when he was the old woman?
I think that's the Lam Choi Wo carrying a basket.
Okay. Yeah, because the assassin wasn't anticipating, you know, him.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, in the final fight scene when he goes up against the assassin again, he's actually, rather than just picking one character to stay in the entire time, he recognizes that you actually have to become multiple people and fluidly become them, switch between the different gods in order to actually be effective at the fighting. And we actually see that at the beginning when he's doing one of his earlier fights before he knows the drunken style. And it's he combines the crane and the snake, recognizing that if he was just doing the crane, he was missing an opportunity to strike his opponent. He was just sort of blocking the fighting. But when he combined the two, he was able to block and strike at the same time.
All right. Yeah. And then he combined all of the eight. Yeah. And then, you know, would you call like that last, like, say, like kind of a commentary, even though we watched it from our like 2021's lens, it's like a commentary on gender fluidity and ultimately how a person that embraced that have the advantage.
I mean, yeah. Well, so there's two scenes in the movie that highlight that you shouldn't discount females or like how women fight.
Right.
So the first time is at the beginning, he's hitting on a young girl and her aunt comes in and kicks his ass. And the aunt is played by Linda Lin. And holy shit, like her fighting, she like kicks him and then leaves her leg up in the air. And if you go to her IMDb page, that's like her photo on there. Yeah. She's just so freaking amazing.
Yeah. I kind of wish she popped in at the end to help him out. Because she was like, whoa.
Yeah. She was born in 34. So she was, what, in her 50s, 60s when she was doing this movie?
Wow.
And she's still alive.
Wow. And I'm sure she can still kick.
Oh, yes, yes. And then the second part in the second time in the movie where we see that you shouldn't ignore your feminine side, that in order to be completely effective at what you do, you need both the masculine and feminine to be successful, is when he's learning the eight drunken gods. The beggar sows, like, and the last one is the woman. And Jackie's like, I'm not going to learn the woman. That's just silly. And then when he's fighting, he realizes that he can't be effective at fighting without that side.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what actually gave him the upper hand, because, you know, because he was doing his, you know, ladies, what is it? Lady sit on toilet and lady checks her makeup. all that stuff. I mean, so yeah, it's funny. Like, that just kind of popped in my head when I rewatched. I'm like, oh, like, this could be a unique commentary. Like, if you look at it that way, like, hey, he embraced his, you know, feminine and masculine, and ultimately that's what made him victorious, you know. So yeah, that's all I got. And yeah, and what I really like about, you know, Jackie Chan, especially his early ones, is they never skip on the fighting. I think like maybe every 8 minutes or so, there was some kind of tussle. It was some kind of fighting somewhere. Like, you know, someone was fighting. The movie never went like 15 minutes without a fight. Like, it was always like some kind of either in the restaurant or outdoors or in the woods, or like there were always some fights happening.
Yeah. And at least when people are hitting Jackie, they're really hitting him to the point where in the final scene, the assassin kicks Jackie in the face, and Jackie Chan almost lost an eye because of how hard he was hit in the head.
Ouch.
Which, I mean, if you go and watch any of Jackie's like movies from the 90s, there's always during the credits outtakes from all the accidents that sort of happened to him.
Yeah.
which are crazy to watch. And, I mean, he continues to do all of his own stunts. Yeah.
God bless him. I mean, yeah. I mean, like I said, he'll die for his art. You know, like, and it shows a lot of his movies. When you watch the credits, you see him being like carried out of a scene, or like, you know, or in an ambulance or something. But he's holding up his thumb, like, I'm okay. You know? Just broke my ribs.
Yeah, I think the first movie I saw of his was Police Story.
Yeah.
It was one of those things where, again, I had insomnia and was up late at night, and that came on, and I was like, subtitles. Wait a minute, what am I watching? This is amazing.
And that's the one where he falls through like the glass, like in the mall, right? At the end.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And like that infamous like injury where a piece of glass went through his head.
Yeah. But the best part was like a few years after that. I had just associated Jackie Chan with all of his like new American movies, like Rumble in the Bronx or
Rush Hour.
Yeah, Rush Hour. And I was at a Thai restaurant, and they had in the background, they had like would project movies up in the background. Mm-hmm. And I remember while playing music, and I remember sitting there going, this movie looks so familiar. Why have I seen it? And I finally realized it was a Police Story. And
nice.
I dived back into the Jackie Chan movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I could watch all his stuff. Yeah, I mean, he's so amazing. Like his physicality, like you say, you know, his influence was Charlie Chaplin and like Buster Keaton. That's why he has so much humor, and his stunts are so grandiose, because those like his like biggest influence, like far as like doing stunts and things like that, which makes sense when you watch his stuff or his earlier stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he knew he could never be, and why am I having, he can never be Bruce Lee, and he can never take Bruce Lee's place. Right. So he identified a place for him to build his own legacy, and that is in the more of the comedic kung fu martial arts world.
Right. Yeah. And he is the master of that, man. God bless. You know, it's funny, like I kind of wish that we have like one martial artist to like emerge a little bit as a little more of the lighter Jackie Chan-ish, you know, comedic type. I mean, because we got Ico Oasis. Like, he's the real deal. He's serious. Like, he is like butt kicking, like, I don't smile, I just kick ass kind of thing, you know. Like, yeah. It'd be cool to just have like one that's like really good martial arts, but, you know, kind of humorous, don't really take himself too seriously, you know.
Yeah, we need the next gen Jackie Chan.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You know, because Donnie Yen is always awesome, but, you know, he's getting old, even though he still can fight his butt off. You know, it's like how that the new generation come in and give us a little bit of a spectrum like the older martial artists, you know, did for us in cinema.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So what's our Stuck on Tarmac review?
Sit on the sofa and watch it with the family. You'd rather do something else like clean the house or go outside and face the masses.
Yeah. I mean, it's too much fighting in this movie for me to like clean up. I mean, it's just too much. I was not saying that in a bad way, but like, it's funny, like right when like I think I'm about to kind of like zone out a little bit between scenes, like there's always like a conflict that's about to happen that's going to translate into a fight. So it's like, oh, okay, a fight about to go happen, like whatever. So I mean, it keeps my attention throughout, and you know, in the humor with Jackie Chan and getting his ass kicked by everybody, you know, it's sad but funny. And also the moves, always good seeing, you know, all the different martial art moves. And I mean, it's not stunt heavy. Like, it's not stunt like at all, as far as like his older movies, like your Police Stories or, you know, your Project A's and all that stuff. But like, this is just when he was doing strictly martial arts. But yeah, like far as his vintage stuff, definitely, right? Yeah. It entertains me.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely sit on the sofa for me. You know, it's easy to watch, especially the English dubbed one is kind of funny. I always have the subtitles on, so to compare the subtitles versus what they're actually saying adds an additional layer of hilarity. But that's probably just me.
True. Yeah. Now, this is a good starting point to Drunken Master, you know. And after you watch that, I encourage you to watch Legend of Drunken Master, which is the second one. To me, that's like the... It's like, okay, there's Star Wars and New Hope, and then there's Empire Strikes Back. Like, Legend of Drunken Master is like the Empire Strikes Back of the Drunken series. Like, it's you can't go wrong with the second one. Yeah, so. And he got injured more in Legend of Drunken Master than this one.
Yeah. You can rent Drunken Master on Amazon Prime right now. I don't think you can do the Legend of Drunken Master. That's not available yet, but maybe you can find it somewhere else.
Yeah, look for it, guys. It's definitely a good follow-up. Yeah, all right. So we'll see you guys next week with some more Asian Pacific Islander.
Yeah.
So API. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. I'm going to hit you all with some API material. Until then, we wish everyone safe physical distancing and
wear a mask. Get your shots.
Yes. Peace.